Blog Talk Radio.
Soul Sister Radio.
Hello and welcome to Soul Sister Sunday. This is Maria DiGiovanni and Magdalena Gomez, and we also have on the line with us today, we have Rebecca Lawler from Virginia. We also have Becky from Washington. Hello, ladies. How are you? First, Rebecca in Virginia. How are you, beautiful?
Good morning. I am fantastic. It's a gorgeous day here on the coast and beautiful, and the weather is beautiful, and got up this morning and just spending some time enjoying life and thanking the Lord for all of our many blessings. How's everybody doing? Good morning, everyone.
And Becky from Washington, how are you?
I'm great. Sorry you caught me in mid-yawn. Oh, my goodness, I'm trying to wake up. The sun is not shining here. It's dreary and rainy. So, you know, the joy of the Lord is my strength, so I'm going to get my joy on and my day started. And it always is a pleasure with all of you ladies.
It is here in Southern California, and I love how God has brought us all together because we are coming from three different points of the United States, from the north and from the east and from the west. And so
west
it's
coast the house.
West Coast is in the house, and we do have beautiful weather today. And there is something else happening that I wanted to talk about real quick, but first I'm going to have Magdalena open us up in prayer.
Yes. Well, good morning, everyone. I hope everyone, like, slept amazingly and is excited to be awake and to have their day fulfilled. And Father God, we just want to thank you so much for the amazing experiences you allow us to have in this life, God. And all those experiences are definitely character building. And I just remember reading something that said, if you're having a bad day, don't call it that. It's a character building day. And Father, you have filled us with character filling days. And I just pray that today we can definitely learn something from your word, God, that we can just open up our hearts and we can just receive your truth. And it's the truth that brings us peace, Father. And we just pray for peace and that peace to lead us on to love and to great things, Father, because your love does spur us on to do great things for you in your name, Father, and really that the people can see the Holy Spirit within us, God. And I thank you so much for touching our lives. Thank you so much for believing in us. Thank you so much that we are worthy to be called your children because of your amazing love and grace and forgiveness. You are everything, God, and we are so happy to call you Father and to learn about your amazing, amazing grace, love, and of your sacrifice of your son, Jesus, God. And we are forever grateful and thank you so much for your blessings. I pray for the show. I pray for all our loved ones. I pray for those who may be sick. I pray for those who may be celebrating birthdays or even those who are mourning a death, Father God. And we thank you so much for our angels in heaven cheering us on. And we pray that everyone does have a great day. And thank you so much for touching us, Father. In your son's name we pray. Amen.
Amen. It's always so great listening to you pray, Magdalena. Today we're only going to do a 30-minute show, but first I wanted to talk about what was going on in the streets of Los Angeles. And ladies, Rebecca, I sent you a couple pictures of what you were watching in the streets of Los Angeles last night when you were at dinner. What did you think of the photo?
Maria, share that with me. I'm sorry. Picture didn't come through on my...
Yeah, I sent you a photo through the streets of Los Angeles. Space Shuttle Endeavour is making its way 12 miles, and I don't think this is a coincidence, that it's making its way 12 miles to its final resting place, basically. And truly, I watched it last night not thinking that it was going to be a big deal, okay? And I was overwhelmed by the emotion of the people around what was happening because it truly was, and it is still because apparently it's stuck in the streets of Los Angeles. It truly is like the second coming almost. People are so excited about what's happening. And I just wanted to have our listeners just check it out because really I haven't seen this kind of camaraderie and patriotism for our country since 9/11 happened. And so if you haven't had the opportunity to watch it, it is pretty spectacular. And the enthusiasm. In fact, Rebecca, Jimmy James went down there, so you have to look at his Facebook page to look at all the pictures of him with the space shuttle behind it. So it was pretty amazing. But my dear, beautiful Rebecca, today we're going to talk about what we had started talking about a couple weeks ago, and that was finishing to walk in the Spirit. And Becky and I were talking about this last night and how we're in a place because just like, in fact, Becky, I think there's background noise on your phone, I think, Becky, a little bit. Becky and I were talking about this last night on how we are at a very critical time, all of us. We've been talking about this and praying about this on Soul Sister Sunday now since January 8th of 2012. And we are here. We're birthing babies. And truly, I tell you, there is no devil in hell that wants us to succeed. So, Becky, can you just share a little bit about what we were talking about last night on how we truly are at a critical stage in our walk, all of us together, especially since we've all come together and we are walking in the Spirit?
Well, I just really think with everything that's going on, discernment is so important, and when you're following the Holy Spirit, like we were talking about last night, you know, it says very clearly, Jesus said very clearly that he's sending the Holy Spirit and he will lead us into all truth. And when we really submit to that knowledge and acknowledge the Holy Spirit and ask for his guidance and ask for his discernment and be still and open our eyes and quiet our voice and still ourselves and just be still, he'll reveal those things to you. And I think because we're doing that and we're trying to be obedient, we're trying to be good stewards, and we're trying to, you know, bring forth whatever it is he's laying on our heart to bring forth to benefit others, all of this other stuff, oh man, the devil doesn't like it. Devil does not like it at all. And it's just becoming a snowball that's gaining speed. But like I said last night, it's going to burst wide open, and I'm excited to see what's going to come out of that snowball when it finally, you know, hits impact speed and blows up, because I just feel like we all are growing and blossoming and being pruned, and it's an exciting time. I was telling Rhea Thursday, I was at work, and all I wanted to do was get up on a rooftop and scream from the rooftop, thank you, Holy Spirit, for your protection and showing me and giving me the discernment that I need for everything that's, you know, hitting me in the face. And I know that that's been the case with all of you ladies.
Mm-hmm. Rebecca, when I'm the baby Christian and people are talking to me about walking in the Spirit, okay, and what does that mean, just in a casual term, walking in the Spirit? Because I also had a gentleman this week, because I went to the Faith Passage event, which was amazing, and there was a gentleman sitting across from me, and we didn't get to speak, and he just looked at me, and his eyes were just piercing, and he gets up as he's getting ready to leave, and he walks over to me, and he did not, since he was across from me, he couldn't hear anything I was saying, and I really wasn't talking a lot because my jaw was hurting really bad. And so after 3 hours, he gets up, he walks over to me, he grabs my face, and he says, you're walking and living in the Spirit, and you're in pain. And he put his hand over my face, and he prayed over me. So how? First, what does it mean to walk in the Spirit? Okay, if a baby Christian came and asked you, what would you tell them first?
Well, for me, it's like walking with the Holy Spirit and having him direct your life and guide you with his grace and his love and his mercy. And that's, you know, really asking in prayer and in, you know, meditation and in love, you know, your relationship with Jesus to please guide you, and that the Holy Spirit will, you know, direct you and open up your path. There's a really great saying that I'm sure many of you have heard. It's the walking on the beach where this person was walking on the beach and they were talking to the Lord and they said, God, you know, I was walking through this on life and walking on the beach, but I have a question. Why at the most difficult period of my life were there only one set of footprints? And the thing is because that's when the Lord said to this particular person, because I was carrying you then. And so just in a, you know, really relational way, that to me is what walking in the Spirit means. It's when you're walking in God's love and grace and he's carrying you and holding you there and loving you and nurturing you and allowing you to really do what your calling here on this planet is. And that, my friend, isn't always the easiest thing to do.
And, you know, it's funny, too, ladies. It's something that my husband said to me yesterday. We're having this conversation, almost identical conversation, as, you know, he's helping me process the things that I've been trying to process the last 48 hours to last couple weeks. And he says, Becky, he says, when you're walking and following Christ and you're walking in the Holy Spirit, And he just said, people that don't know the Spirit, they're either drawn to it or they're scared to death of it. And it isn't anything in particular that you're doing. It's just what the Holy Spirit, what God is doing through you. And it's visible and people can see it even when you can't see it yourself. And that's the power of the Holy Spirit. He said, it's not about us. It's about him. And it's about being submissive to him and his will and letting him walk his will out through us. And it was just profound to me because, you know, you think, oh my gosh, what am I looking like? What am I doing? Well, it's nothing you're doing. It's just the presence that's around you walking with you.
Also, I mean, it is listening to the God within. And I remember looking up a word, enthusiasm. And, you know, when we think of that word, it's, you know, something that obviously brings joy to us. But the definition is, happy is he who listens to the God within. And that is enthusiasm. And the Spirit does fill us with something that is amazing. And like you said, either people will adhere to it or they will be scared. And, you know, they can't handle. I mean, Maria and I always kind of joke around. We say they can't handle the tooth, but it's really, they can't handle the truth. And we talk about the Spirit being a reflection. Either people can look at you or they can't. And it's really coming in touch with the truth. And or sometimes the truth just has to slap us in the face or something. But it's a really a wake-up call. You know, it's either one way or the other. And, you know, it's about wanting to be in the light and being a chosen one. And that's what, you know, being with the Holy Spirit is. Last night I took a picture and there was a light, and to me I just made it a reference, like, you know, I was touched, like the apostles were touched in the book of Acts. A light, you know, a flame came over their head, and that is the gift that God gives us. It truly is God being with us and walking with us, and as Rebecca mentioned, he does carry us even though we don't understand. And it really is trusting. And last night I went to something similar like what you mentioned, Becky. I went to Knott's Scary Farm. And it's amazing because here you're walking in the crowd, but there's many who lurk. And these lurkers are there to attack. And it just reminded me about being in a spiritual warfare because you're walking among, you know, so many, but then there are those who attack and are there to spook you and frighten you. And it's really about walking with the Holy Spirit to not be so afraid and overcoming and even getting on scary rides that you're like hundreds of feet in the air and then you're free falling and you're like, oh my gosh, my life is in your hands. But it is really about trusting and listening to the voice within. We are going to be there. Go ahead.
Yep. We're going to go ahead and listen to a song. And ladies, I know, Rebecca, you're there still, correct?
Yeah, I'm right here, honey, right here.
We're going to listen to a song, and I want all of us, and if we were in the room right now, I would grab all of your hands, and I would just simply hold on to them as tight as I could as the four of us from these different parts of the United States just held on to each other as we listened to this promise that this is what he left for us through the Holy Spirit. So I just want you to sit back and listen to Jesus Christ singing to you and just open up your heart and open up your soul and listen to the words of him singing this promise.
Believe that when you're walking in the Spirit,
he is with you 24/7, not that he isn't all the time, but you're aware of it. And when you're aware of it, it truly does take you into a different place. And Dean, thank you so much for calling in. I know that it was difficult to get us all together, and we have 10 more minutes of us calling from all over the United States. So, Dean, how are you this morning?
I'm good. How are you?
We are good. We have Becky from Washington. We have Rebecca from Virginia. Me and Magdalena are here. And we've been talking about walking in the Spirit and what it really truly means to live with discernment. And when you filter everything through the Holy Spirit, because you're aware that you are walking with Him 24/7, it does take you into a totally new way of living. And truly, just like Magdalena said earlier, it's like a reflection. And people, for some reason, will either love you or they'll hate you because of the reflection that you are causing them to actually look at themselves in the mirror and see. So, Dean, as I'm going to ask you the same question that I asked Rebecca. If a baby Christian was walking down the street with you and you were talking to them about discernment, really, truly, the true definition, actually, I'm going to give you a different question, the true definition of discernment, and how do we know as a walking, breathing Christian that we have turned and tuned into it?
Did I lose you, Dean? You there?
No, you didn't. You didn't lose me. I just wanted to make sure you were talking to me, but I heard everything you said.
Yes. The question is,
well, you know, it's a great question, you know, discernment is one of those things that a lot of people don't even get, because it's not a word that people use a lot. So, you know, in the Christian realm, we hear it quite a bit every Sunday or on TV, but in the secular world, discernment is not used that much. We kind of switch the word out to reflection or judgment or something that doesn't quite actually mean the word discernment. Discernment as a Christian, if I was to explain something, I'd say look around you, know what's right and wrong, and accept it as right and wrong in your mind. When you make that decision, if it's right or wrong, that is what discernment is. And you've come with a Christian mind and you've accepted it either as right or wrong, that's where discernment comes in. As a Christian mind, I can see the world that I live in. I may not see something I like, and I'm gonna use my discerning nature to accept that what I'm looking at is wrong instead of blindly looking at it as it to be correct. I'm discerning now to accept that that is wrong in front of me. What that person is doing in front of me is wrong. And I'm not going to go and blindly say it's okay because the world tells me it's okay. So I'm making a decision that that is wrong, and my discerning nature has made me believe that.
Well, maybe it is time, and we have 5 more minutes for the show this week. Maybe it is time for us all to really start using the word in the secular world. Because it truly is a powerful word if you do take it out of the Christian quote, okay? If you truly understand what the word means. But it also, because it is such a deep word, we can also introduce why we use the word with people. So I know that it's something that the closer we get towards the end of this year, I truly, truly believe, and I was talking to Becky about it last night, but being in the constant amount of prayer that I'm in right now, because I am in a constant amount of prayer, Dean, thank you to you, because you have my car, and it's amazing what you do when you sit in solitude a lot, and lately I've been praying, God, what is it that you really want me to pray for? And yesterday, it was kind of a shock when it came out of my mouth when I said it to Becky, but it's closer to 12:12. And what
kept coming to me were souls that are in such distress that they are thinking about killing themselves. And I don't know why that came over me, but I want actually, Rebecca, you're going to be closing this out in prayer, and I want you to pray over everybody that's having struggles right now, because the enemy is making every struggle magnified. And truly, as I sit here and I watch the shuttle go through the streets of Los Angeles in the most challenging of neighborhoods in L.A., and we're right where Magdalena grew up, right downtown L.A., and people are coming together, and it can work. It can work when there's something positive for people to see. So I would like for you, now that we're closing out, to pray over all those people, and then we will say goodbye to everybody. So if you would just pray, Rebecca.
Yeah, okay. Father God, we thank you for this day and for your love and your blessings and your grace and your guidance. We lift up right now to you, Lord, all of those souls that are in distress, that feel like they can't walk one step in front of the other, and they can't move forward, Lord. We just ask for your Holy Spirit to touch them in a way and lift them up and let them recognize that it's really, truly during this time that they feel so desperate and so sad and so lonely and so alone, and that there is no way out, that it's actually during this time right now that you are carrying them, Lord, that you are really there with them, and that you are wrapping your arms around them and giving them strength and loving them and lifting them up. Father God, we thank you for the show, Lord. We thank you for Maria, for Magdalena, for Becky, for Jimmy, for Dean, for all those that come together every week, Lord, to make this a reality. We pray, Father God, and thank you for the excitement that happened last night, the joining of souls together, celebrating and being one and united, God. Lord, we just thank you for your love in our lives. We thank you for your Holy Spirit that guides us and directs us. And we just thank you for this beautiful day. Bless us all, Father God. Keep us safe until we come back together next week. Thank you for this opportunity to meet once a week and share your love with others. In your precious name, amen.
Amen. So next week we will be going back to our regular scheduled time. So Becky, would you share with our audience, you have 30 seconds, what the show is going to be on next week? Background noise.
Can you hear me okay?
There's a lot of background noise, but go ahead, share with our audience.
Okay, well, we're just going to start picking right back up to Not a Fan. So that's my plan for next week. We're still into Chapter 2, and with everything that's transpired in the last week, I'm really excited to keep divulging into that book. So that's what we'll be looking at.
Amen. And then next week on Reboot, we are going to be talking about abuse. Why? This is October, Domestic Violence Awareness Month, and we are going to be specifically talking about domestic abuse, anything misused by someone that you love. And then we are also going to follow that up with Sinner Sanctuary. So, Dean, what will be on the show next week?
Oh, massive sin, massive sin.
What? Massive sin?
Massive sin, yes. It's a Sinner Sanctuary.
And that's what we always talk about. So I just want to thank our audience. Thank you for your patience over the last couple of weeks. Again, we have been birthing babies, and, of course, the enemy, there is no devil in hell that wants us to succeed on Soul Sister Radio. But I know that all of us collectively have come together with individual dreams that have to be birthed. It's not an option. Why? Because he came, he died, and but more importantly, he gave us the Holy Spirit, and he left it with us so we could live. And that is what is time for us to all start doing. We've been in a holding pattern. It's time. So now here we are. We gather every week. God bless you all for coming, pushing that R5 button, make sure you stay tuned for next week here and listen to us live on Soul Sister Sunday. Thank you and God bless.
Soul Sister Radio.